אז לפני שאתם מאזינים לפרק הבא, רק רצינו להזכיר לכם שאנחנו בטוויטר FPL Boring Tales, אתם מוזמנים לעקוב אחרינו ולהגיב לנו, וגם לבקש מכם בקשה קטנה, אתם מאזינים לפרק הזה באיזושהי אפליקציה כלשהי של פודקאסטים, אז אנחנו נשמח מאוד אם תוכלו לדרג אותנו שמה ולהשאיר את הביקורת שלכם באפליקציה, זה מאוד עוזר לנו לקדם, וכמובן אני נשמח שאם תוכלו לשתף את הפודקאסט עם חברים כדי שכמה שיותר אנשים יוכלו ליהנות מהתוכן הזה, וזהו, שיהיה לכם הנאה רבה מהפרק, ובבקשה. Hello and welcome to the 37th episode of FPL Boring Tales. Tsur, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm very good. It's been a relatively good game week. You know, after two horrible game weeks, finally some green arrows, some climbing back up to where we were in terms of overall rank. Did really well except for the captain choice, but I guess a lot of people got Kane and didn't get the right choice, so it wasn't so bad. How was your week?
It was good. It was okay week because I went up, but it was not a good week because I wasted my bench boost. I'm kind of happy because I'm as a fan of the Premier League. We've got two Premier League teams in the Champions League final. We probably already have one Premier League team in my team in the Europa League final, and might have a two. So it's nice to see the English flag is flying above the European competitions.
Yeah, you don't get that every year. Even though I doubt that Arsenal will be able to go through with Villarreal, so probably it will be Villarreal versus United in that final. Not an easy game at all. But still, a good chance to get the cup.
Yes.
Yeah, you never know.
So, what we have this week? What we had?
So, let's start talking about what we had. First of all, you know, the first game was on Friday for Leicester. Suddenly, Leicester, that were really in really good form, had a screw up, had a draw against Southampton, who we thought are already, you know, out of interest from this season. What do you make of Leicester for this week? Are we losing faith with them?
Look, it was kind of a weird game, you know. It was Friday, which is already kind of weird. And one of Southampton defenders, Vestergaard, was sent off. And we kind of expected, okay, here we go again. Another another wipeout from Southampton. Another game that you will see 6, 7, 8, maybe another 9 goals. But then Walcott scored and Chelsea wasn't able to do too much, and they just
you mean Leicester?
Leicester, yes. What did I say?
Chelsea.
Okay, you see, it's too much Chelsea time. so Leicester, yeah, it was struggling to come back, and they just equalized in the end. And I really don't know what to make of it. I think that kind of Leicester is maybe in the mind a bit out of the competition, like they can't be second and they won't be fifth, so it's kind of end of the road for them, and they just have the FA Cup final to focus on. That's my feeling.
You think so?
I don't think so. I think that, to be honest with you, I think that Leicester is a very strong team, but not always so stable. They usually do really well in the last few weeks, but sometimes they have their drops, and it's really hard to predict. And now that Madison is back, and they kind of have a really good starting 11, it was a surprising result, but I wouldn't count on bad results from now on. I mean, not count, but I would say I wouldn't think that their form is going to be bad. I think that at least for this week and for the next week, they should be a good choice. Actually, next week they're not playing on the 36th, right?
Yeah. They are good choice for this week. But it will be interesting what will happen with them in week 37 and 38, because you don't know what will be left from their season, because it's a really long 2 weeks with a double game week and triple game week and blank. So they might be out of it until week 37. But you're right, they are a really good team. They are really nice to see. It's very interesting to see them. And Iheanacho is in a really good form. And beside him, there's not really not something to do. Maybe defenses, as we talked about in previous chapters. But we saw already Evans is a bit struggling with injury. But Evans, Castagne, Fofana, the usual suspect that we can bet on in defense there.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we could bet on one of their defenders for this week if you have the opportunity to bring them in. But what about Southampton players? Are you maybe going for Ward-Prowse that had some return last week?
Look, I tried a Southampton player this season, and it's just so frustrated. They're just not that good team, and they are just... They played enough, like they had their share of games, and now they are really in a slump and like just wanting to this season to be over with. So I believe that you shouldn't touch a Southampton player. If they are playing, they are usually injured or getting set off or giving you a blank. So really, if you don't have to, don't touch them.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I wouldn't go for any Southampton player, but you know, if you are a happy owner of Ward-Prowse from last week, then maybe don't sell him yet. Maybe he could be a good potential fifth midfielder. He's not that expensive. He's on free kicks and corners, so there is some potential for point if you are choosing anyone from Southampton.
Okay, I accept that. Okay.
Right. So let's talk about the next in line, which is Aston Villa. Are they finally back? They had a win after a few weeks of not so good results, and suddenly they looked a little bit better. Ollie Watkins finally scored. I have to admit that Everton were not the best opponent.
But that's it. They weren't that good. And El Ghazi who scored will now won't score anymore this season. And maybe some Traore won't give any assist for the rest of the season. Ollie Watkins is scoring almost every week, and that was it did this week. And Emi Martinez wasn't that good. He didn't have any saves almost. And he's conceded one goal. And they play Everton. And Everton is not really up to competition this time of the year. And I tell you another thing. If you're looking about football karma, Everton's going to win the next game. That is playing this week. So I'm selling basically Aston Villa assets that I still have. Only Emi Martinez I like too much, so I'll keep him for a double game week this week. But basically, don't touch any more Aston Villa players. Ollie Watkins you can keep. Emi Martinez if you like for this week, but that's it.
Yeah, I have Mings. The only reason I'm not selling him is because I wanted to get rid of Semedo, because Wolves are even more a toxic choice than Aston Villa. Yeah. But yeah,
you sold your goose, your golden goose.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll be honest. I brought him in for 2 weeks to begin with, and I got more than I hoped for. So. Last week he gave me. This week he gave me the return I wanted, and that's it. I cut him. I bring in back somebody from
a week before he gave you gonorrhea, basically.
Yeah, he tried. He tried. He tried his best to hurt me. Yeah. Anyway, so we are on Aston Villa, as we said, not the best team right now, but on the other hand, maybe the most. Improving team in the second half of the league, Chelsea. They're looking more promising every week.
Yeah, they actually, if you saw the game against Real Madrid, I saw the second leg, and they were like few miles apart from Real Madrid. They could win more than 2-0. They could win. They could easily won more than that. They had a big, really big misses, and with Kante on the grass, they're looking like a special team. The problem is that they have so many games for the end of the season. They have four league games, one FA Cup final, one Champions League final, and they had a game today. So, so they are looking good, but who they are? Who is looking good? Who you will bet on it? It's not really an easy thing to predict and to choose.
Yeah, I agree with you. The rotation issue keeps coming back to us. Tuchel changes his lineups quite often, and you can understand him. I mean, the tight schedule demands it. So there is one player on their offense that is now very obvious, a strong candidate to be a good FPL player, if not for this year, then maybe for next year. I'm talking about Kai Havertz.
Yes.
Who's in really good form right now. And, of course, their defense is also pretty solid, which is also a good sign for next year. I mean, Rudiger, who was injured last week and didn't play, we saw that play tonight with his weird mask, so probably fit for next game. They have two games this week, so I guess he might feature not all of the 180 minutes because of the Champions League game, but still a good player altogether. Who do you think is the best choice from Chelsea's defense?
For Chelsea defense, well, it's not an easy option because they have such a big rotation in the defense. I think that Rudiger is a good bet to play, but I don't know if, again, not for this week because they have these two games and then the FA Cup final in Sunday, so it's really alarming to choose one with and feel confident about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe Alonso, because Chilwell has played so much in the last games and he won't play. Maybe he'll get a rest this week because he played also tonight and he played this Saturday, I think. So maybe. But it's really hard for me to choose if Zuma will play two games or Thiago Silva or whatever. I'm staying away from Chelsea almost all season, so... it's a really hard question you asked me.
All right, so we can stick with one player, with Havertz for sure, and maybe I still have Rudiger, and I'm thinking that he's the best choice right now.
Okay.
Yeah, the only concern is about the minutes, but let's see. Next up, I want to talk about Brighton. They had a really good run out of relegation zone. They're pretty much clear now. So the question is, can we still trust their players, or are they going to, you know, move to to the you know the no worries mode or stop playing so hard, maybe play less tight on their defense.
If you look at Brighton squad, not like Arsenal squad or teams like that, all of their players, they didn't really play out of Brighton. You know, it's not so many national team stars that they had to play every game also in other competitions, and Brighton didn't play too much in the other competition as well, if we're talking about the FA Cup or the League Cup. So I believe that Brighton has a character of just grinding and fighting and doing enjoying every game and do as much as they can. And I think that Brighton will try to win all of the games as much as they can. They're not really a big team. You know, they don't have the best players in the world. But I think that they will fight and do whatever they give them whatever they can. And I'm looking at and I'm slowly starting to fall in love in Luis Dunk, which is giving me points every week almost in the last recent weeks. So I think that Brighton might be a good option if you only trusting fighting teams, okay, not just names.
Right. Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, for sure, Dunk is proving to be a really good asset. But to be honest with you, they do have some really tough games coming up. I mean, for a team like Brighton, we're not a high-profile team. Almost every game is a tough game. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, after this week, which they have only one game against Wolves, not the best team, but still, they have West Ham. Then they have Manchester City. Then they have in the last game, Arsenal. So maybe not this week, but maybe the week after that, it could be a good time to get rid of their players.
Yeah, although they are probably not costing you too much.
Right, so they could be hidden on the bench. Yeah. Right. All right. So Manchester City are basically one win away from winning the league title. They still have their Champions League final, and so that's also important. But, you know, since Pep has been rotating their starting 11 all season long, we assume that a lot of rotation is still going to happen, especially in a week like this where they have the Champions League game that was yesterday, then a game on Saturday, then another game after that. So, what do you think? Who can we trust in City to be a good candidate for this week? Or should we, you know, stay away for now?
If we're talking psychology of fantasy, I believe that the first game against Chelsea, especially now that the Champions League final is set and they will face again in the for the fourth time this season in the Champions League final, I think that Pep might want to say something in this game. They have only this game this week. They don't have another game until Friday, which is like a big break for City schedule usually. So I believe that they will play kind of strong team. I don't believe that they play the strongest. I don't think that you will find both De Bruyne and Gundogan on the field, maybe just one of them. But I do believe that they will play Diaz. I do believe that they will play maybe even Zinchenko after he played that well this week. Maybe even Foden will play again. They have a broad, really broad options on the bench, but I think that they will want to say something against Chelsea this week.
Probably Sterling is going to start.
It's not really good this season. Maybe he will, but yeah, he's a good enough player to start. It's not he's not a youth team player, so he'll probably start. But I'm saying that I'm thinking that he's not gonna do squad B team this week.
Yeah, I don't believe so either. I mean, Chelsea are an opponent not just for this season. I mean, they have the Champions League final. They might be an opponent for the championship next year. I agree with your notion of psychology behind this game and behind an opponent like that.
Yeah, it might be some kind of a rivalry in the upcoming year or two, especially now after Chelsea won the FA Cup semi final against them. And now they have the Champions League final. So, and of course, City want to secure the Premier League title this season in Saturday, not waiting for United. So, this could also be something.
Yeah, but if you were Pep and you had to choose one game to lose, I would choose this one.
But you don't have to do that.
You don't have to, but you might.
Because they have so many days until the next game, and Pep is a guy that want to win everything like everyone, but he also want to send a message and he want to play the psychologist game also. And I think he can lose to Newcastle a week later. You know, he doesn't need to win all the other games; he just need to win this game. And you can lose to Newcastle, and you can lose to Brighton for his mind, and you can lose to Everton in the last game. It doesn't matter. This game is a game that will matter because you will say, listen, I beat you like a week ago, 2 weeks ago in the league. So just know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wants to leave a mark.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I think that there's a good possibility that will happen. Next up, we can say it already that it's Ryan Mason's Tottenham. At least that's what the Gareth Bale said after his hat-trick this week.
For more games.
Yeah, at least for four more games. So do you think that Tottenham are going to be able to tie up enough wins to qualify for the Champions League this year, or that's a slim chance?
I think that they won't, but I think that they will try. They won't be able to secure enough wins to get to the Champions League because they don't have enough games. I think that they are too far behind to reach that goal. And there are two better teams fighting on this spot, maybe even three better teams on the last spot for the Champions League. So I believe that it will be too tough for them. And with all the respect for Mason, he's not in the league of Klopp and Tuchel, and maybe he's in the league of Moyes. So basically, I don't believe that Tottenham will be there, but I do believe that they will try to win every game, and they are looking good, basically. You know, they had Sheffield, so everybody, it's like Sheffield is the best BFF in the world, you know. He's next to her, everybody's looking pretty. So basically, they have not such a tough schedule. They have Leeds and Wolves and Aston Villa, and basically, all of the schedule has finished the season. They just need to win every game and hoping to reach the final game with their destiny in their hands. But I don't believe it will happen. And I'm not very sorry about it. I don't think that Tottenham is better than the other teams. Like the football, how do you say, the football society will mourn more about Liverpool not being in the Champions League next season than Tottenham. So that's okay. Yeah.
I see what you mean, but on the other hand, they had such a successful start of the year, and really, Kane gave a great season so far, and probably will be the player of the year. So
fantasy-wise?
Not just fantasy-wise. He gave really crazy numbers. The top scorer, top assist so far this season. Could win the Golden Boot of the Premier League this year. So maybe his last year in Tottenham, by the way, if he's going to be bought away. But I do mean...
He wants to play with a Champions League team.
Yeah, that's the thing. I also find it hard to believe that they will catch up with Chelsea or with whoever is above them. Liverpool are still a game in hand, so they can go up from them. They're going to have three really strong teams above them. And I'm not talking even about Leicester or United that are really far from Tottenham.
Yeah.
So, you know, the odds are really low. They, as you say, they will probably try for it. But, what we said about Ryan Mason and all that, you know, that's also a downside in a sense because they have a less experienced coach.
Yeah, they are, as we said, it's not, it's a really, not really impossible that they will play in the Champions League next season. Anyway, if we're focusing on fantasy, you can go, you already went with Reguilón, Son, and Kane. I think that this is the best trio that you can take. I don't think that the Kane hat-trick will continue. Bale hat-trick will be something of a sign for the future. It maybe will be a sign in the history that it didn't went so well. And he has that one game against Sheffield United was also a championship team, so already championship team. So that's it. Three players. You want to have them, get them. If you don't want, it's okay also.
Yeah, don't go for any of the others. I mean, who are you going to take? Lo Celso? Lamela,
even Sergio that had two assists this week, it's only his third, his second and third in the season, so it's not something that you should count on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, next up, we have a team that this week gave a really surprising effort and won the game. Arsenal, I'm talking about Arsenal. And really, you know, you had to scratch your eyes because Newcastle had a really good run for a few weeks, really got out of the relegation zone, got to more, well, not out of the relegation zone because they weren't in the relegation zone, but they kind of got the right
position. The relegation battle.
Yeah, exactly. They made it secure, that secured position not to be relegated this year, but suddenly this loss to Arsenal and we didn't expect it because Arsenal, because of their Europa League campaign, kind of played a lesser team against Newcastle. Lesser, yeah, in terms of you know, the regular starting lineup, and still they won the game and Aubameyang gave a really good performance. I mean, what do you make of that?
It's the kind of thing that Newcastle can provide. This is a team that usually sucks, and they needed points in the other games, and they managed to do them. But now you would expect it, as you said, they had Reguilón, not Reguilón, sorry, Saint-Maximin back. They had Almorin back. They had even Callum Wilson was back. Like all the gang is facing again, and instead of playing, they all probably drank beer or something like that and didn't perform as much as we expect them. And Arsenal, as you said, were some other place. So it was weird, this game. But I think that Newcastle just, let's say it like that, understood that they are already safe for this season. So their tension is, you know, just a bit down if you compare it to the other games. So maybe this what happened to them, and this is the reason that they play like that. They know that they have a bit of a tough schedule these next two games against Leicester and City, but they know they already also have Sheffield United and Fulham in the end of the league. So it's kind of like, okay, let's worry about things that we want to worry in the end. So it's not, we can lose, you know, like, it's not that the same that they can lose, but their mind is a bit more relaxed.
Yeah, probably you're right about that. The thing is that Arsenal, if anybody is seeing this result and saying, okay, this is the time to take Arsenal players, let's warn them. I mean, Arsenal are a very unstable team and also kind of focused only on the European competition that will probably end tomorrow if Villarreal will keep the same form. So after that, they probably have no real interest in the season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... sorry, again?
No, I'm saying that Arsenal will kind of lose their interest in the season after the Europa League match and after they get, you know, sent out probably by Villarreal. So, I mean, I wouldn't bet on any of their players right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on them because I can trust them and they have not such an easy schedule, especially this week they're facing Chelsea, I think. Yeah, right, they're facing Chelsea. And they're facing West Bromwich that I'm going to say that not going to lose to Arsenal this week, although it's the game is at Arsenal and they have a blank next week. So, as you said, their mind is basically focused on the Europa League. Leave them. Please don't touch them. I don't know if what happened if they will get knocked out or they go to the final. It doesn't matter because it's the same thing in the league. So maybe there will be some kind of players that will be, you know, more loose, little bit less uptight about things. Because basically, you know, Arsenal are trying to buy good players. You know, they might not perform in the Premier League. They might be too stressed to play in the Premier League, but maybe this is what they need. You know, just to be careless about things. So, but anyway, their schedule is not easy enough for me to choose. As I said, I don't think that they will win this week one of the games. And next week they have blank, and then they have Crystal Palace and Brighton. So maybe then, but don't buy an Arsenal player and pay for the blank next week.
Yeah, I agree with you. And for one more listener of ours that we already talked to earlier this year, Mr. Cesc Fabregas, if you still kept Elneny in your starting lineup, well done this week, well done. But don't count on it.
Yeah. That was his first goal in 5 years for Arsenal.
Amazing.
He needed this Fabregas power.
Yeah, you have to be really patient for the whole season to keep.
Or in other words, a really bad fantasy manager.
Yeah. I agree.
So who is the last team that we're going to talk about?
So for this week, last team will be West Ham. Would you say they surprised us coming back to form?
They used what I call the silent Monday night technique. They're playing very late and in a game that everybody just wanted to be over so they can see how many points they got. And they just pick up Aaron Cresswell from nowhere and Antonio, Mikel Antonio from hell probably, just up for the lineup and play them. And Antonio had a great game. He had 2 goals. We didn't thought that he will play this season.
Yeah, we were sure that he's done.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. I mean, I really like West Ham this year. They're a strong team. They need these players for the last run if they want to be able to compete against Chelsea for the fourth place. And not just Chelsea, you know, Liverpool and Tottenham will try as well. So, I mean, I'm honestly rooting for them. And Chelsea has another chance to win the Champions League and then qualify for there. So,
yeah,
I'll be happy if West Ham finish this season with something in hand. And I'm actually betting on, I mean, my transfer for this week was to get rid of Semedo and bring in Zufal. So, you know, I'm for them. I don't think we should cut. If you had, for example, Jesse Lingard and wanted to get rid of him due to his bad form now, maybe it's not the right time to get rid of him because I mean you should stack up West Ham players and not get rid of them.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Chelsea, sorry, West Ham, you should try and bring whatever you can, especially after this week because of the too many games that there are at the you know double week and triple week and things like that. Wait for that. You can wait for that. It's okay. And then to bring West Ham players. They have West Bromwich and they have Southampton and they have Brighton in the next game. So really a schedule that recommends itself.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, West Ham are a very strong team right now with a good schedule, and I would go for their players for sure. I said this is the last team, but I was wrong about that because we didn't mention in one word Manchester United, who are having a triple game this game week this week. But it's a good segue to our captain debate because Bruno is up for one of our top captains. And what do you think? I mean, would you gamble on a team that is going to play Thursday against Rome on the Europa League, then on Saturday, then again, sorry, not on Saturday, on Sunday, then on Tuesday, then on Thursday? Would you do that?
Look, we were just talking about how you should forget about Bruno last week and the week before that. We decided that we said that he's not in the best form right now, and he's not playing that good, and you can see how tired he is. And then you have now you have three games in 1 week. So the tiredness won't go away. But we also had a really really good game for Manchester United against Rome in the first leg for the Europa League semi-final. And we know that United have a really tough schedule this week. It's three games and it's not easy games. Like Aston Villa is the best, it's the easiest game, and then they have Leicester and then they have Liverpool. So all of this game, they really, really want to win. Like Aston Villa, let's say not so much, but Leicester and Liverpool, they do, or maybe do a draw for them. So I believe in my heart that Bruno will play most part of all the games. I don't think that he will get one game without playing even 1 minute. Like you can see in all this season, I thought that maybe here in Europa League the game is over, maybe he won't play him. No, he played. Solskjaer, he played Bruno in every game that he could, basically. Like he didn't give him too much of a rest, so I don't think he will start now in a game against Liverpool at home, or now against Leicester with the game with the second place on the table. So I think you can forget about it and rest assured that Bruno will play more than 180 minutes this week.
Right. I see what you mean. So Bruno would be one of the good captain choices for this week, I assume, even though he has a tough schedule. Another good candidate would be Mo Salah from Liverpool. They've got a double game this week, and he's up. He's still up for the Golden Boot of the Premier League.
He's one goal away from Kane.
Yeah, so he's probably going to try to score as many goals as he can in this week, of course, like he does every week. Would you bet your money on him as a captain?
Look, I'm taking Bruno because I don't have Salah. And if I would take one of them, if I take him over him, it's a good question, but I'm not sure because, as I said a lot of times, I don't feel comfortable with Salah as my captain. Like, he's not a when he scores, he scores, of course, and then you have a lot of points and 20 goals in a season. It's also some, it's also a lot. And it's not the first time, and he can score a lot of goals against Southampton if they want, if they something will happen in this game. But he doesn't get any points other than that. So he doesn't get any, he doesn't assist too much, and he doesn't have bonus points if he doesn't score more than one goal. So if he won't score against Southampton, it will be tough. But I really like him as a captain, but not more than Bruno that have 3 games, and I think that we will play more than 2 games. And so I believe that Bruno is better, but I also believe that Salah can have 10 points or more this week.
All right, that's an interesting point. But if I want to confuse you a little bit more, I'm going to throw into that pile Harry Kane as well. He has only 1 game this week, but if you ask me, I prefer him on Salah.
I don't think that is a better option, because it's just 1 game and you don't know what can happen in just 1 game. I don't know. Let's say that...
maybe you don't know what's going to happen, but I know.
Let's say that in the 30 minutes, after 10 minutes, one of the Tottenham players is sent off. Okay, and then Kane is a sub for another defender. You know what I mean? It's just 1 game. You know, it's not that he's not good. If I had to choose Kane or Salah for 1 game, I would probably choose Kane. But if you choosing 1 game over 3 games, I think that something is just not right.
Yeah, okay, I understand what I mean about that. But Bruno has 3 games. Salah has only 2 games, and Kane has 1 game. You get 1 game from Kane every week, and we've done some comparison about that. Double game weeks not necessarily bring you better points from players. There is a potential for more points, but there is also the potential that the player will not play in the whole 2 games. In the case of Kane, I think that he has a really good potential of scoring in every game. He's had a fantastic season. And Spurs are still on the run to get into the champion spot. So, you know, as well as Liverpool, of course. But, you know, I like him more in terms of form and in terms of games they have to play. So if it's between Salah and Kane, I would choose Salah. Kane.
But you see that I'm agreeing you basically, but this is not the time in the season that Klopp will start playing around with his starting lineup. He will say, okay, I need to win every game now just to put pressure on Chelsea, who has so many games this week. So this season still left. So he said to himself, okay, I need to beat Southampton. I have to beat United just to be in the area and not let Tottenham pass me. And it's not a situation that he can say, okay, oh, whatever, Salah would rest this game. I don't think he will rest for a minute, as long as they are not leading by 3 or 2 goals for Southampton or United or something like that.
Okay, I see what you mean. That's fine, but again, it's a matter of feeling also. My feeling is that Ken has a better schedule and better form.
Well, young man, your feeling is wrong.
All right. So we talked about top captain choices, but let's throw in a few differential captains. So potentially, you know, going with the rising star Kai Havertz from Chelsea could be a differential captain. And another great option like Antonio could be a good option. What do you think about these two options?
These two options? Don't you have another option maybe?
Another option, but I want to keep it for last.
Okay. I think that Kai Havertz is a bit of a problem for captaincy when he needs to play against City and Arsenal, and he has another FA Cup final in Sunday, and he have also he had just now intensive game against Real Madrid. So I don't think that it's such a good idea to use him. So I won't have out maybe some other player from Chelsea that didn't play so much. I don't know, Pulisic.
Pulisic did play the Champions League game.
Late, but he came as a sub.
Are you sure about that? I think he was subbed.
No,
you're right. He came in on top of Werner on the 67th minute.
I know.
Yeah. So,
maybe him. I'm. If you want to play something smarter, I don't think that I will play. I would give Antonio captaincy after one game out. I would. I think it's not. It's a nice idea to bring him back, but to give him captaincy just against one team, just against a game against Everton, that's crazy shit. What else do you have?
So Antonio may be a good choice. And last but not least, a lot of people are talking about the double game week for Crystal Palace and specifically about Zaha. I mean, if you ask me, I wouldn't bet on any Crystal Palace players, and especially not on Zaha, because he's a real bastard. As a fantasy player, and for sure you're up for disappointment. But surely he's a huge differential, maybe the biggest differential if you choose him as a captain.
Yes, I can see that. But, he didn't score too much. Like, he scored 2 goals since game week 20. So, he's not that good of a player, like, for fantasy-wise, okay? So, maybe don't include him. Maybe Benteke, if you want to play attack with Chelsea, it's Crystal Palace. I don't know about Van Aanholt, if he's playing too much now. So, if you must, maybe bet on Benteke.
But not as a captain, I mean.
As a captain... That's crazy. No, just don't do that.
Just don't do it. Yeah. I mean, everybody that's saying, yeah, Zaha, it's just, you know, because you know the name, and in the past he had a few good performances, but really, don't do it.
Yeah, and I tell you another thing. It's more reasonable that Zaha will now score 2 goals and assist 1. And you know what I mean? Like, he can burst for one game, and maybe if you just want to be very special in your choices and choose him. But if you'll do that, you will probably stay with 4 points after the, or I don't know, maybe 8 points after 2 blanks and a captaincy for them. So please don't choose a captain from Crystal Palace.
Yeah, they're in a really bad run of results, and they have nothing to play for anymore.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah. Okay. I think that concludes our discussion for today. Anything else you want to add before we close the episode?
Not really. Just hoping, wishing luck for everyone. Hoping that they will have green arrows and manage their this crazy game week as much as they can.
Right. Of course, we wish best of luck and a great game week to everybody. We want to mention that we are FPL Boring Tales on Twitter and Boring Tales on Facebook. So you're welcome to follow us and tweet with us and discuss with us anything you want to discuss on related to FPL or to any other matter. We are available, our podcast episodes are available on all of the podcast apps and on Spotify. You can find the links on our Twitter feed and on our Facebook feed. And that's it, more or less. Enjoy and have a great week.
Yeah, we don't have too many games left, so enjoy every week. This is going to be a long week, so good luck for everyone.
Yeah, get strapped and ready. Yeah. Okay, cheers everybody and good night.
Good night. Bye.